This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the State Department launched an initiative to break down barriers, keeping women around the world from participating in the economy. But in some places, those barriers are only getting higher. A few weeks ago in Afghanistan, the Taliban government prohibited women from attending universities there. That's in addition to a ban on women going to high school. The costs of not educating women are felt by individuals in their communities, but also have far-reaching economic consequences. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has our report.
In late December, 18-year-old Waranga Arif had just finished her last exam of the semester at Nangarhar University in eastern Afghanistan. And she was feeling good.
I really had a very good exam, and I was just about to switch on my computer and watch a movie. Suddenly, my brother told me that your university's banned, and it was the worst feelings ever.
Arif had been studying civil engineering and said being cut off from school felt like being deprived of oxygen. She's been trying to keep up with her lessons by watching YouTube videos at home on things like linear equations. And she says Afghanistan needs civil engineers like her to build things like bridges and dams.
Everything we need, the material of roads are not good, so we need an engineer for highways and for other things.
According to the United Nations, in 2018, about 90,000 women in Afghanistan were enrolled in higher education. That's a small fraction of the total female population, but still a 1,700% increase from 2001. Now female enrollment in both college and high school is likely closer to zero, estimates Quentin Wooden. He's an economist with UNESCO and did a study that found the cost of not educating girls through high school is between $15 and $30 trillion in lost lifetime productivity and earnings.
If you are better educated, you are more likely to be in the labor force, to be working, right?
And you're likely to make more money. Other benefits? Educated women are likely to have healthier children, are less likely to get married as children themselves, and more likely to influence other girls.
When you have women who are role models as teachers or head of schools, that gives an additional incentive for girls, adolescent girls, to stay in school.
But the Taliban's laws are meant to ensure that adolescent girls don't become formally educated women.
My dream was to be a pilot.
15-year-old Sophia Oria lives in Kabul with her parents, grandparents, and two younger brothers. She had to leave 10th grade in August 2021 and had been taking English classes at a nearby university when the most recent ban went into effect.
I want to try new things, but in this situation, I can't do it.
Oria's dad was a flight attendant, but is now out of work, and her mom is working as a tailor. Oria says it's her responsibility to get an education and eventually earn money. She's now looking to both online classes and perhaps education abroad to try to make that happen. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.